Now at 6:24, time for the sacrifice of the Obamas.
We're going to have to return to a spirit of service and responsibility and sacrifice.
It's about changing our mindset about what we're willing to sacrifice.
We will, each and every one of us, have to compromise on certain things we care about, but which we simply cannot afford right now. That's a sacrifice we're going to have to make.
Sacrifice from everyone.
Everybody's going to have to give. Everybody's going to have some skin in the game.
What does it mean to be an American? And what kind of sacrifice do we all have to make? What Barack says, we all have the work to do.
But I want you to know that what you're doing is making a sacrifice for the next generation. A sacrifice you may not have chose to make, but a sacrifice you were nevertheless called to make.
Sacrifice.
No sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
Sacrifice. It's no sacrifice.
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 What are we willing to sacrifice?
That's a sacrifice we're going to have to make.
No sacrifice at all.
Yes, all of us, following the lead of our President and First Lady and making sacrifices as we continue to ramp up spending. Now, what, $3 trillion in new spending in the last couple of years? We're all going to have to sacrifice to be able to pay for that. I'm just curious how many vacations you've had in the last couple of years since the economy has tanked. The President and First Lady and family are enjoying their 8th vacation in 2 years. Just in the past year, they've been to Martha's Vineyard in August. Michelle Obama spent the week in Spain back in July. And she came home, and very quickly, she and the President went on vacation in Bar Harbor, Maine. In April, they were in Asheville, North Carolina for a family vacation. Going back to December of last year, just around Christmas time, they went to Hawaii for a 10-day holiday. Nice vacation. And the Obamas, of course, are setting the example for all kinds of sacrifice that we should be giving. Now, by the way, just for a moment, do you remember much about the vacation they took in Maine? And this was, again, back in July. They flew their family dog, Bo, on a separate private jet to join them in their vacation in Maine. Did you know that? Talk about sacrifice. That they didn't make him take a taxi or a bus. They flew him in his own private jet. Let me just go to the newspaper here. It's the Morning Sentinel, the biggest newspaper in Maine, and read from it. Arriving in a small jet before the Obamas was the first dog, Bo, a Portuguese water terrier given as a present by the late U.S. Senator Ted Kennedy. Well, as for the ladies, First Lady's vacation in Spain, Michelle and daughter Sasha Obama vacationed at a lavish hotel on the Mediterranean coast. It was a few days in a 5-star hotel in the chic Costa del Sol in southern Spain with 40 of their closest friends. CNN reported that Michelle Obama and her group occupied 60 to 70 rooms. But in case you're feeling tempted here to feel angry at this kind of opulence, at a time when 1 in 78 U.S. homes are receiving a foreclosure notice, 1 in 8 Americans can't find a job, you need a thought adjustment, my friend. Lynn Sweet, back in the time of this vacation to Spain, who's a Chicago Sun-Times columnist, wrote this. I'm told she made the trip because she promised one of her closest friends, a longtime Chicago pal who just lost her father, that she would spend time with her. I'm sorry. I'm choking up. I guess the coast of Spain was the closest place they could have gone for some one-on-one time. And I guess it was okay, too, to leave her bereaved friend back in the room while the First Lady and daughter dined with the King of Spain and shopped and toured Mallorca, as the photos showed us. Well, you can only take friendships so far. I mean, come on, there was so much to do and see in Spain. So if we follow the sacrifice that the Obamas are giving to us, we would be living one heck of a lavish lifestyle.